The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Oh, good morning.
Good day to you.
4 degrees today. That'll be the high.
Is that real, though? Because yesterday was supposed to be 5, and I saw way higher.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
It's that time of year where, you know.
4, 6, 8, something like that. Yeah, we're going to. Holy smokes.
What? What happened?
15 on Monday?
What? That can't be real.
Ooh, next week, yeah.
Well, not there. I'm just blowing some dust out of my phone here. There's no way that can read 15. Is that right?
That's St. Patty's Day.
15 degrees on Monday, St. Patrick's Day. You're right, Robbie. Well, that's St. Patrick's. Oh, no, that's Sunday. So St. Patrick's Day Sunday.
But I'm looking. Right. I've seen 14 Sunday, 15 Monday.
Wow. March is sneaking up on us. It's St. Patrick's Day on Sunday?
Yeah. Wait.
When the hell did that happen?
You're going through the wrong things here. 15 degrees?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Spring is here.
Yeah, so the weather is really good.
Wow.
How much it's changed from last week.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
Well, until the fires.
Well, Robbie and I are having a conversation here off the air about the official declaration, the no snow declaration.
Oh, are you guys going to make one?
Well, in years past, right, I've always done the no snow declaration.
Yes.
And then if it snows, there's a punishment because you say I jinx it every time I say there's no snow.
That is true.
Robbie is now saying that he wants there to be snow. So he wants me to lose my no snow declaration.
I do, yeah.
Because if he, you know, he's
well, so you guys are on opposite sides of the bed.
Well, we need the moisture.
Robbie's pro no fires.
Yes.
You know?
So yeah. I'm never going to declare spring, winter over.
Right. So you want to declare one more snow, and I want to declare no more snow.
I like no more mosquitoes.
So it's almost like it's going to be a competition in some way.
Yeah.
One of us will agree to a punishment that will come true. The problem is, if he's saying he wants more snow,
yeah,
he's kind of already won it, right?
Why?
Because eventually it's going to snow.
Well, isn't that the whole point of the
problem? It might be October, November, but eventually it's going to snow.
No.
I'm going to automatically lose this
not
thing.
Not that far ahead.
Oh, can you not see Robbie playing that loophole?
I could see him, but I'll make sure that doesn't exist.
It goes until June. A deadline? Okay, good.
Yeah, you can easily get out of that.
I just am not sure if I'm ready to declare no snow yet.
Come on.
I mean, I've risked some stupid things in the past and been wrong.
That's the fun of it.
I've had to get chased by a security dog. And we rolled down Connor's Hill in carpet.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Like a big, I don't know.
That was from Dylan's old rental.
That sucked. Man, did I feel gross after that.
It was old carpet.
What else did I have to do? I had to be dunked in an ice-cold dunk tank.
You have to wear those nails, those three-inch nails.
Was three-inch nails was also that one, or that was something different?
That might have been pumpkin race.
Oh, my
I don't know.
God, that was awful.
You've been covered in spiders.
Oh, like all of these things, just by clearly saying, you know what, guys, I don't think it's going to snow anymore.
Right.
And then I get held to it, and then there's a punishment. So, Robbie, you're kind of swooping in on this one, and we're gonna kind of go head-to-head. If there is snow, I lose. If there isn't snow, you lose.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to okay. to suffer the consequence.
Well, seeing that it's going to be 15 degrees coming up by the end of the weekend. Pretty good.
Well, now would be the time to make the declaration.
Let me think. Give me a couple. Give me a little bit here. I got to think. There's a lot at play. Got attacked by a police dog, Dylan, by doing it too soon. You got to understand.
You survived.
I did.
You're stronger because of it.
That hurt like hell.
I don't doubt that.
Oh, my God.
I do not doubt that.
Text message says there will definitely be another snowfall. And historically, sometimes at Easter, we get a nice dusting of light, wet snow.
Right.
I remember doing Easter egg hunts in the snow.
Yeah, but historically what? I mean, nowadays, things seem to be changing.
Yeah.
It does. And just keep in mind, it isn't even spring yet. It's still winter today.
Right. That's enough for another week and a half?
Yeah, for 10 days. Ish.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it
Nine,
is?
Nine, 10 okay. days?
All right. Well, I'll think about it. It might happen today.
Okay.
Might happen this week.
Okay.
It might not. One thing that will definitely be happening today is Bachelor Cam.
Yeah.
Is going to select the first two to go into the finals.
Yes. It is the rose ceremony.
He has had 6 dates, and he is now selecting 2 from those 6, and then there will be a second round of 6 dates where he will select 2. And yep. those will be the final 4. And he will have 1 date with each of them and then select a winner. Is that
That's how it's going to work. Okay. Yeah, and okay. I have a schedule.
Winner just sounded awful. I didn't like saying a winner. We're trying to find him love for the rest of his life.
Well, yeah, it's
feels
a competition.
Like winner is not the right word to use here.
So we sit here on the 12th today. I believe the next time Cam is available for a date will be the 18th through the 23rd.
Because he's going away to work tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this is going to work out perfectly. He goes to New York tomorrow. He gets his haircut today. And then 18th to the 24th, sorry, okay. We will be sending him out on dates. There's more applicants that came in yesterday.
Good.
And I was in contact with a couple of them, having conversations and just weeding through who is going to be in the next round of dating.
How are you feeling about this second batch of daters?
Really good, really good. Okay. I feel like we have some good matches this time around. So it makes it, there's more pressure, I feel. I feel it's harder because now I'm narrowed into a little bit more of what he likes.
Yeah,
I've given him a variety off the top, and now I've kind of... We've talked about each date, and I kind of get a reading on each date. Okay. And now I'm trying to get into the psyche of him slash the date. It's a whole process.
Okay.
But I feel it's going to be harder the second round because I know him better.
Right.
Because we talk after every date.
Right.
And I kind of hear about what he liked, what he didn't, how they acted, what they said. And every time I hear, I'm like, oh, gosh, okay, I got to more of this or more of that. So now it's like this is my opportunity to really make sure that I'm hitting ones that he will enjoy.
Like as the new applicants come in, certain attributes jump off the page a little more that they maybe didn't in the beginning.
Yes. Okay. Oh, absolutely. Okay.
All right. So what's his schedule today? He selects two. The rose ceremony is today with Bachelor Cam. Yeah, so what is the time?
During three things.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the three things you need to know.
Okay.
We will have the very, very first reveal.
Okay. That'll be in about an hour, about 10 after 7. Yeah.
And then possibly same thing. During 8 o'clock or just a little bit later.
Oh, these are the three things you need to know.
People are wondering.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
I've been bumped.
Bumped how? What?
Officially bumped.
What do you mean?
It's been a reshuffling of duties at my ex-wife's wedding.
Oh. What were you supposed to be?
I'm no longer hosting the wedding.
Oh, good.
You were supposed to be MC?
That was the plan all along, yeah.
Are you happy about this?
No!
You wanted to host it?
Oh, I thought it was going to be awesome. Because, so, my ex-wife, the guy she's marrying, is French. He's from Quebec City.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really actually quite amazing. He self-taught himself English, like, only 10 years ago. Right?
What?
Like, I'd like to see us self-teach ourselves French and be as far along as he is.
Right?
He doesn't have a 100% grasp on the English language, but he's self-taught in the last 10 years. And his English is way better than our French would be if we started teaching ourselves 10 years ago.
I met him. I never would have guessed.
You couldn't tell, right? You'd think, oh, maybe he just learned that as a second language while he was in school. No, he just taught himself English.
Wow.
Right?
That's pretty good.
Right. Anyway, but...
Who kicked you out?
He's French first, and like the majority of his family are from Quebec.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't speak French.
I can't, but my fiance can.
Okay.
So we were going to do like a twin hosting thing.
Okay.
Where like I would do the English portions and my fiance was going to do the French portions.
Powerful. Yeah.
Right? Because my fiance is like a French immersion teacher. And we were all set to do this. But now the plan for the wedding has been completely stripped down.
So what is it getting down to?
Everything's changing with 2 months to go. I was really looking forward to being the host of this.
You realize it's not about you, though.
I didn't know. I kind of objected to the idea, and then I realized, it's not my final decision, I guess, on how your wedding goes.
It is your ex-wife.
Fine.
It's kind of up to her.
And now I'm just a guest like everybody else.
Ah, that's better. Why did you get canceled, though?
Because they've decided to change the whole layout of the wedding. It's more like a hangout than it is a wedding.
Oh, good.
Weddings are starting to go in this direction, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's for the best.
Where there's going to be no head table here. There's just going to be a real quick ceremony, like bada bing, bada boom. There's no bridesmaids or groomsmen or anything. They're going to get married in front of everybody, and then we're all just going to hang out.
That's good.
There's going to be no speeches. It's like a stand-around cocktail party.
Yeah,
but everybody has to wear white.
Everyone has to wear white?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a water bottle. I kept hearing like a hum.
Oh, was I talking into my water bottle like that? I'm sorry.
What is that happening?
Sorry about that. Yeah. Yeah. So there's like no duties. There's no best man. There's no maid of honor.
Oh, quit trying to make it about you.
There's no, but there's nothing.
Yes.
It's
brilliant.
It's like no wedding. It's really strange.
She already had a wedding.
Did she?
Yes.
Well, she did.
You're married in Mexico.
It never went through officially, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is good. I think that's a great way to do it. No one likes the long speeches at a wedding.
That was her argument. She's like, those are just boring and nobody likes those speeches. I said, nobody likes bad ones, but people like good ones, right?
I don't know.
We were going to kill it, Dylan.
Were you?
Yeah.
You would have been good at that.
We were going to do a solid 10 off the top.
Oh, God.
Right?
About what?
Oh, it was going to be good, Dylan.
I wouldn't trust you.
No, me neither. What do you mean you wouldn't trust? And that's what she said, too. I don't know what you would have up your sleeve. I'm like, I was going to be awesome at it.
As the ex, too many jokes.
About what?
The ex.
About being the ex?
Yeah.
Well, you got to kind of, the elephant in the room, eh? The ex is hosting the wedding. You got to bring attention
See,
to
that's
it.
See, right. I wouldn't want that.
At some point.
No, you wouldn't want that.
It is a little strange that the ex-husband and his fiance are hosting your wedding.
Right.
It's not the most common of situations.
Imagine his family coming and they would just be like, this is weird. What's going on here?
They know all about our relationship and our friendship and that we all hang out and we're all good and all
that. I don't know
if
his family knows how it goes.
Well, I think
I don't think he has a big talk with them going,
they have a word for it. Menage just something.
Pretty good, Robbie. Wow, I believe.
Oh, is that it?
No,
but
so
a cat.
But 917-917. Do you like a wedding that isn't a wedding? Like no speeches whatsoever, no head table, nothing like that.
That's
it's like
the wedding.
We're all just going and getting. It could basically be confused as, "Hey, let's all get together this weekend."
That's what people want.
Yeah. Is that what you'd rather go to?
Yeah, like I was invited to Jem's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
She just got engaged and she sent out we're having a backyard get together.
Right.
As
the wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please come to the back. It was a 4 o'clock backyard get together. You are welcome. Dress garden style.
So it's more like a wedding shower than it is a wedding.
I don't know what it is, but I love it.
Okay.
Because I hate going to weddings. This is brilliant. What a brilliant idea.
But why do you hate going to weddings? Because of sitting through the speeches, sitting through all that. Okay.
Hearing about the dad, talk about the time when the best man with the jokes they think are funny but aren't.
Right.
All these inside things. Like,
it gets a little inside, yes.
That's what yours would have been, right? You would have been hosting with all these inside things. We'd have been like, what the hell's going on?
I don't think it would have been. I think it would have been pretty good. It would have been pretty inclusive.
I don't know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I'm glad you're not doing it. That makes me happy.
Less stress for you.
Oh, definitely.
You can enjoy the
less stress, less work. But I was kind of looking forward to doing it. I thought it would have been fun.
Oh, well, now you can still go and enjoy yourself. Now you're there for the real reason, not yourself.
Drive all the way down to Calgary for a cocktail party. Maybe I should just FaceTime into it now.
That's the thing that happens.
Everything got changed. There's a text message. As a wedding planner, it's becoming a big thing for weddings to be a lot more casual.
That's brilliant, though. We spend some people spend hundreds of thousands. I've been to a $100,000 wedding.
Yeah, that's silly.
Yeah.
Which was it was like 500 people.
Yeah.
Really good Indian buffet.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
You like the food?
I really was a fan of that.
I can imagine.
Right.
But I've been to a very, very small wedding. The most fun I've ever had is at this tiny little wedding. There was maybe 100 people. Good dance at the end.
Yeah.
Short.
Like, I've been to ones where they just order pizza.
Yeah.
You know, they have like a little candy bar.
Why
and that's
do you need to spend
it?
$20,000, $40,000 on one day?
Well, I don't think that was ever in their plans. I don't think there's a dance at the end or anything. I think it's just they've got a room somewhere, like at a restaurant, and it's just everybody. I don't even know if we all have to pay our own bill at the end of it.
Oh.
I don't know if we're just all like going out to dinner. That's what it feels like it's going to be.
Well, you guys should pay their bill.
I guess. Yeah, maybe we
That's
all
your
chip
gift.
In. I don't know if we're ordering off a menu and it's just like we're all hanging out at a big dinner. I'm not 100% sure.
And you don't
was.
Like this.
Well, I was just disappointed that I got bumped as the host of the wedding. Looking forward to that.
I mean, you have a comedy show every week.
Responsibility. It was going to be a lot of fun.
For you.
Yeah. I was going to look forward to it.
It is a little insulting.
Looking forward to it.
It's a bit insulting, I guess, demoted.
To be honest, I don't know if I was ever going to officially be the host.
Well, who thought you were? Just you?
Well, as much as I thought, you know what? I'd make a great host for the wedding. And because my fiance speaks French and it's a bilingual wedding, I thought, what other answer is there? You know what? I was never hosting in the first place, Dylan. I just assumed I was.
Why would you assume you were?
I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if there was an official invitation to be the host. I don't know if they ever even planned on having a host.
Who do you think you
this
are?
This might not even be a wedding now that I think about it. I don't know.
I would never assume that I would host my ex's anything.
We'd always talked about it, though, when they first started seeing each other, how perfect it was that both Coral and I spoke French.
But did you talk about it? She just kind of laughed about it?
Yeah, I don't know if she ever confirmed that was a done deal and written in stone now that I think about it. I think I just told her what a great idea I think it was. Huh.
She never wanted it.
I don't think so now that I think about it.
Can you blame her, though?
Why?
You can't blame her for not wanting that. It's strange.
Who wouldn't want their ex-husband and his fiance to be the host of your wedding?
Almost everybody.
Is that a weird thing?
I think almost everybody.
Like, aren't both your kids in French immersion?
They are, yeah.
Are they not, like...
Yeah, they would be better hosts than you.
They translated the invitation website, yep.
Okay.
But wouldn't they be better hosts if there was one?
Nah.
Then you and your fiance?
Yeah. No, we'd be good. We'd kill it. It'd be awesome.
Yeah?
I'm sure you'd do okay.
I've hosted a few weddings before.
How many?
One. I was hoping this would make it a few, Dylan. It's not happening. And we've got to wear all white.
Yeah, that's...
That's a whole different ball of wax. I have no idea. What can I wear that's all white?
Well, anything that's white.
Well, it's kind of hard to find white trousers as a guy.
No,
can I wear white jeans? Is that what I have to wear? Where do I find white pants?
Yeah, you can find white pants.
Oh, I don't know about that. Food and white pants?
You have to.
Yeah, it's
not
going to
be a gray wedding by the time the whole thing's over.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's the way to go, though. Casual.
Text message says, small wedding, the way to go. We had 19 people, a short outdoor ceremony, pictures, and then dinner at a nice restaurant.
Why not, though?
And that's what it's sounding like where they're going with this one. I'm totally fine with it. I was just surprised that I got bumped.
It's brilliant because we've spent so many years idolizing the big wedding and the huge
Hollywood,
and all,
right?
Yeah.
There is a real change, a shift in direction on you know what a wedding is looking like for a lot of people.
Same with the vows.
For a lot of people, it's doing your the legal portion of it, like just at City Hall,
sure,
then going on a vacation, doing a destination wedding, and then coming home and having a little party afterwards.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's like rocketing up the popular wedding charts right now,
which I could see why.
Yeah.
It makes total sense.
But doesn't there need to be a host just to welcome everybody, you know?
Just really trying to get himself a job.
I just thought it would be pretty good, you know? I was going to give her a deal. You were going to charge her? Well, I was going to see if she was willing to pay.
Oh my God. First you put yourself in a position.
Hey, it's a busy job. It's an important job.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's crazy. Not happening. Yep. Just a big gathering and that's it. That's all changed.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think that's for the better for everybody, including you.
Well, my fiance and I are doing a roast for our wedding.
You keep saying that.
Yeah.
Is that a good idea, though?
Oh, it's going to be a great idea.
Who's roasting you?
We're going to a comedian that I really, really like in town is going to kind of like host and roast and the
host
entire
and
head table. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be fun.
Does he need help writing?
He's going to come to you guys. But you guys are probably going to be at the head table. So you might be part of the roast.
Look at you.
We might sell tickets to this thing.
When is the wedding?
We don't know yet.
Oh, it's still nothing. But you just know that
we know what the wedding will be.
Okay.
Still debating on whether or not Arby's will cater. She doesn't love that idea yet. I don't know.
No.
You've tried.
No.
That's ridiculous. You're really trying.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
You know, not to keep bemoaning the fact of daylight savings time and how for the first time ever it has beaten me to a pulp.
Yes.
It's beaten me into submission.
Yes.
Yesterday was so weird for me.
Why? What did you do?
Physically. Fell asleep at like 7 o'clock on the couch. Got up, went right to bed, slept all day. But then I woke up and I felt like I was dreaming. I wasn't dreaming. Didn't know what time it was this morning when I was getting up. Boof, Dylan.
Yeah, it takes a couple days and then you're back in order.
It's like 40 years of daylight savings time all caught up with me this year.
Oh, that's not good.
How are you feeling today? Is this how I'm supposed to be feeling?
I feel better today.
Do you?
Yeah, yesterday was really bad. I kind of took a nap yesterday, went to bed earlier. And I feel pretty good.
I feel like I'm murky and groggy, and I'm not 100% sure if I'm here today or if this is a dream.
No. Don't
say
anything.
Is this real? Are you sure this is
100%.
Real?
Don't say anything weird.
100%?
Oh, it's real.
Is it real?
Oh, yeah.
But that's what you guys would tell me if this was a dream.
Right. Yeah. No, it's real.
I could pinch you.
Would that...
Or punch.
You want me to just do something that make you have pain?
Are you really not supposed to feel pain in a dream?
Do you ever?
Is that true, though, that you don't feel pain in
a
dream?
Have you ever?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, if you would know if you felt pain in a dream.
Would I remember something like that?
Have you remembered ever feeling pain in a dream?
fear.
No, no.
Sadness.
Pain. No.
And laughter.
Yeah, but not pain.
But not physical pain.
Exactly. And you've been dreaming for how many years?
Most of my life, Dylan, I think.
Yeah, so you would remember.
Hmm.
You remember dreams, right?
I do. And this is why I'm not sure if I'm having one right now. My sleep schedule was so off yesterday that I can't really remember it when I was sleeping, when I wasn't sleeping. Right. So I don't know if I'm sleeping right now. Ow, Robbie! Okay, I'm awake, I guess.
Nice job, Robbie.
Back of the arm.
Little sneak pinch.
Yeah.
Who's this, Robbie?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
Jessica, you had a small wedding, is that right?
Very small.
And you're happy that you had a really small wedding?
Oh, yeah.
Were there speeches at this wedding?
No.
There were no speeches.
Oh, that's the best wedding going.
Nobody even knew. They were just coming over for dinner.
And then you decided to get married?
Well, we had the plan.
Okay.
Oh, so you surprised everybody.
Yeah.
That's
like,
neat.
To the point that my brother-in-law, the Justice of Peace, was walking up, and he was on the front deck, and she said, is somebody getting married here? And he said, no, you have the wrong house.
Wait a second.
That's awesome.
Okay, so you invited everybody over for dinner. How many people?
Yep. Like five.
Five people over for dinner. So there's five of you, your future husband in a moment, and you. So seven people at your house. And the Justice of the Peace comes over because you'd arranged for the Justice of the Peace to come and do, obviously, the ceremony. Your brother-in-law answered the door and said, I'm sorry, you've got the wrong house. There's no wedding happening here.
Yep.
And then you had to run and say, no, he's supposed to be here. And then the surprise was over.
I was like, yeah, you have the right house. And then there was a lot of confusion.
Was there a wedding dress? Was there an altar? Was there music? Was there anything? Or was it really just like they're coming over for a backyard barbecue and you got married?
Well, I kind of had a dress.
Okay.
But, like, I just bought it off Facebook Marketplace for, like, $50. Like, my wedding was, like, $150.
That's awesome.
And how long ago was this?
A year.
And any regrets?
No.
Was this the wedding you had always thought about when you were growing up?
Yeah. Like, I've been married before.
Okay.
So I did the big wedding.
Right.
And I would never do that again.
That's what I'm finding is a lot of the people that are like my ex-wife and her wedding, which is just, I think, a cocktail party.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, we did the big one. And although ours wasn't big, but I guess did the elaborate wedding. And it's just like, I just want to get together with a bunch of people and then call it a day.
Yeah.
Like there's no scheduled time. It show up at this time and then leave whenever you want. I don't even know if we're supposed to bring gifts or not. It doesn't say anything about gifts. It doesn't say bring gifts. It doesn't say don't bring gifts.
That wasn't what it was about. Like,
I think you bring a gift.
Do I bring a gift?
Money, yeah.
Yeah, you should, probably.
But what if
you're going to a wedding, so then, yeah.
Okay. But what if we're all ordering our own food? I don't know if there's free food or if we're ordering from a menu and it's just at a restaurant.
Yeah, but you can order your own food and still bring a gift.
Okay. But nobody brought a gift to your house. They were here, there for dinner. Maybe they brought a salad or a bag of chips.
Yeah.
But that was it.
No.
And then they came there thinking it was a dinner. They left. It was at a wedding.
Yeah.
That's
cool idea.
That's a cool way to do it.
Yeah.
No speeches, no anything.
No.
Not a thing.
Speech is the worst part of anything.
Yeah. Do you agree that speeches are the worst?
Oh, they are the worst.
But a good speech is the best.
No. No, that's wrong.
You don't think a good speech is the best?
No.
When you get somebody that gives a really great speech.
People are still just waiting for the bar to open.
Yeah.
Is that it? It's just like, okay, come on, wrap this up.
There isn't an event where a good speech is worth it. Unless you're going to a public speaker for that reason.
Okay. You're going
like
to
a Tony Robbins.
The speaker, yes.
Tony Robbins can do a speech.
Other than that, no?
No. No one likes the speech. No one wants to hear any part of it. You know, grandma wants to hear it. The end. Grandma likes a good speech.
Okay.
That's it. Nobody else. No one cares. No one wants to see a 7-minute video. No one needs that.
Slideshow? So no to a slideshow?
No to a slideshow. Put the slideshow on the entire night.
In the background.
In the background.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll look at the slides when I'm ready.
Okay.
And I'll probably pay more attention to it. But
don't sit everybody down and draw their attention to a far too long slideshow set to music.
16 minutes one wedding I went to.
Ooh, that's
a 16-minute slideshow that was just music and pictures. And for the first minute, you're
kind of
like,
no video, no concept, no beginning, no middle, no end, just music. Okay.
And maybe I have a bad attitude, but I can't say it enough.
Let's see.
The speeches and the pictures, no thank you.
Do you agree with Dylan on all of that?
Yeah.
100%.
I think people only want the food and the drinks.
We're just itching to eat, drink, and get out of there. That's the whole idea of a wedding for the guests?
Yes.
Eat, drink, go. Yeah.
We're there to support you because we have to.
Okay.
Yeah, because you invited us.
All right. Thank you. Have a great morning.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
That's what I'm saying. My friend Jem's doing it the best. She's having like a backyard get-together.
Just a backyard party. Yeah, very similar to that, where it's just everybody show up, there's a wedding, and then hang out, and then leave whenever you want, and that's
done.
Good.
Right? And knowing them, it will be a wicked party.
Will there be an altar? Will there be like a ceremony of any sort, or are they just bing, bing, done, and then it's the
backyard gathering?
I
honestly don't know, but I imagine it will be quick, and it will be wonderful.
Yeah.
And like if there are speeches, like...
It might be something like the wedding I officiated.
Right?
It
was awesome.
Very quick. We just went out to the mountains, did the ceremony. It was like 20 minutes. And then everybody else who was at the wedding was just partying.
Right?
So really, it was just a handful of us that went out to do the ceremony. We came back to where everybody was, and then it was a party.
Dance and DJ? No dance and DJ.
Nah. I mean, you can.
Wireless speaker playing music in the background while you visit? Is that your preferred wedding now?
It's probably not a bad idea. There's nothing worse than having a DJ where no one's dancing.
Okay. Yeah, that is awkward.
It's uncomfortable.
Text message says, two methods to tell if you're dreaming. Count your fingers. Your brain can't figure out how to have five fingers in a dream. You'll always have four or six.
Really?
What? Also, light switches, they never work properly in dreams. They will turn on the wrong light, not work at all, or do something else. So those are the two keys.
It's worth a try.
Robbie, go turn on that light. Let's see what happens here. I can't figure out if daylight savings time, if I'm awake right now or if I'm asleep right now, if this is all a dream. If we get to 10 o'clock and the show ends and then I wake up and have to come to work.
Lights are on.
Then I'm going to be like, whoa, ow, Robbie. I count my finger. I've got five fingers. Okay, so this is the real show then, all right?
Sure is.
Okay, we'll Welcome talk to it. Cam's going to make his selections coming up here. His first two from the six dates. The two finalists. Dylan's calling it the Rose Ceremony, right?
Yeah.
So the Rose Ceremony will happen. It will just be the first selection coming up after 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready to get down? CHBN-FM.
Edmonton.
Is KISS 91.7.
KISS.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
Okay, the Rose Ceremony going to be the third story here this morning as everyone's on the edge of their seats for Bachelor Cam.
One rose presented in this segment?
There will be one rose given out.
He's selecting two from his first six dates. Bachelor Cam is in a few minutes. All right.
Listen, we're going to do that as a third story, but this one's kind of really important to our city. I don't know if you guys have heard about the possible strike for city workers that's happening.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. There's a 72-hour notice that was given from the Civic Service Union, which is one of the city's largest unions, meaning that 5,000 members will be labor action at 11 a.m. on Thursday.
Okay.
So Thursday, 11 a.m. this Thursday.
Yep.
We could be looking at 5,000 members on strike.
What areas will be affected?
Well, here's how it goes. The public library locations, all public library locations will be closed until further notice at that point.
Okay.
It will be the Kinsman Sports Center, Twilliger Community Recreation Center, City Rec Centers.
Closed.
Impacts to services.
Okay. Oh, impacts. Okay.
Right. So I don't know exactly what that will look like, mm-hmm. whether that's like swim programs, whether that's lifeguards, whether that is
fitness
I don't
centers,
know.
The pools. Yeah. Everything.
What will be affected and how it will impact. But that doesn't seem good.
OK.
City attractions. 311. The Edmonton Service Center. Building inspections and permits. They could all see service disruptions as well.
OK.
So these are major areas of our day to day.
Right.
In the community. Ones that will not, at this point, have any disruptions will be the fire rescue services, transit service, mm-hmm. snow clearing, waste collection.
Some of the more essential
services.
Okay, yeah.
As of right now.
Okay, so Thursday at 11 a.m., if nothing gets solved before then, we're going to see major disruptions in certain things run by the city.
Okay. And I mean, that's big. They could not... broker a deal. The final offer that they did not accept as the union was 7.25% wage increase over 5 years.
And I highly recommend everybody go to the library today or tomorrow and take out some books.
I love the library.
library.
You hope for a long strike, huh?
That's it.
Keep those books for as long as you want.
You own those.
Oh boy.
So, yeah, I mean, at this point, the major ones, fire, waste collection, transit service, and snow clearing will not be affected. But, man, a lot of things will be if this goes forth. And everything goes ahead.
All right.
Interesting, I suppose. Could see it coming, maybe. But Northwest is debuting an album called The Elementary School Dropout.
Oh, cute.
Oh, Kanye West's daughter with Kim Kardashian? Okay,
yeah. So in Phoenix Night, there was a listening party for Kanye West's Vultures 2. Mm-hmm. While attending, she did announce that she would be dropping her own album. And I loved the title. It's a, obviously there was the college dropout from him.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's been featured on one of the songs in Vultures 1. And I don't know how
old is Northwest now?
Got to be close to 13.
You won't shock me if it. Yeah, exactly. It feels like Northwest should still be an infant.
Ah,
but
10.
10 years old already?
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, man, these celebrity babies, man.
10 years and making an album. Now, I don't know if it's going to be any good. I don't really know. There's no album.
Well, if it's
album
not very good, Kanye would tell Northwest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he would.
That's true. So I just thought it was cute to be dropping The Elementary School Dropout.
Yep.
And now the moment we've all been waiting for.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. Find love if we can for Bachelor Cam.
Wait a second.
What?
A lot of text messages coming in.
Yeah, lot of them.
That can't be real. Is it real?
What?
911 would go on strike?
Really?
Uh-oh. I know 311 would, but people are texting 911.
Well, they do have different jobs, hey, Dylan?
Apparently, so Jess says, we have recruits at EPS training to take over for the operators, which
wow.
means less staff on the streets. So
wow.
EPS will have to take over.
That seems like something you want to broker a deal on.
Well, then who's going to call me back to find out if it was just a pocket dial?
I don't know if they will.
Sorry about that again. Jeez. Happened yesterday. Sunday.
Really?
I have this fidget where I keep pressing the buttons when my phone is in my pocket.
Yeah.
Like the lock and the volume buttons.
Yeah.
And apparently I do some sort of combination that calls 911.
That's never good.
Yeah. I got to stop fidgeting so much.
You should.
Sorry about that.
Oh, jeez. Welcome, Bachelor Cam, this morning. Good morning, Cam.
Hi, Cam.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Excellent. All right. So, are you nervous right now, Cam?
A little bit, to be honest. A little bit. It's Dylan did too good of a job.
Dylan, explain what Cam is about to do.
Quite honest.
Cam has gone on 7 dates. He's a single guy. Or 6 dates, sorry. He's a single guy. Over March, he's gone on 6 different dates that I've set him up on in hopes to find love. We will narrow it down to 2 this morning. 1 right now, and then 1 at 8 o'clock. He will release the 2 names. So right now, just 1, Cam. It's not that bad. You just have to tell us 1 of them. And then they'll stand by as he goes on 6 more dates. We'll narrow that down to 2. And then finally, we'll have the final 4 and the Bachelor. Hopefully, we'll find the love of his life.
So 2 rounds, 6 dates apiece.
Yep.
He selects 2 from each round.
You got it.
He has finished round 1. He is about to select the first of the 2 finalists.
And a good time with every one of them. Hey, Cam?
Great time with every one of them. They all had great different attributes that I really enjoyed, like getting to know and different, you know, personalities. But I have had to make the tough decision to narrow it down to 2.
And we're all aware that Abby, one of your dates, Abby has backed out.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But she said, I don't want anything to do with this chump.
That's not what she said. She wanted nothing to do with the radio.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
So Abby is out. So you're selecting from 5. Now, are the 6 that are coming, because Cam, you go to New York for work for the leave tomorrow, right? And you're gone
Correct.
For a few
yeah.
days. So you're dating again starting next week will be the first of the,
yes.
the second round
I
of dates.
I sent Dylan in.
Yes.
Yeah,
Monday the 18th.
This morning.
Do you have
yeah.
anybody lined up already, Dylan? Or you were still taking applications?
Still taking applications. Have
okay.
a couple lined up. Talked to somebody yesterday, and they seemed like an absolute delight. Cam, I got a question for you, honestly. Because when you hear, hey, we're going to do Bachelor Cam, originally after we did speed dating, that kind of sounds exciting and fun. Going on dates, exciting and fun, but does it make it harder that I picked a bunch of people that were exciting and fun?
Yes. Very much so. It's like I said, like you pick six incredible women. And
well, that Abby doesn't think you're she wants nothing to do with you.
She was still great, though. Like, I still really enjoyed my date with her, and the radio just wasn't really, you know, her cup of tea. So
yeah, she's shy.
It's unorthodox. It's a weird way of doing things.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
You know, I respect that.
So, but, maybe in the next round, you'll put a few duds in there on purpose to see how those go. So he doesn't have such a good time. Wouldn't want that.
Well, no, I think it's so hard. It would be so hard to go on. Like, it would be wicked to go on six dates and have someone that was amazing and five people that weren't.
Right.
That would be great. That would make it easy. That would make it wonderful. But for him, I mean, after every date I talked to him, he said he had a great time. I said, Cam, you don't have to lie to me. Like, that's like, you just tell. He's like, no, man, I had a great time. And then I just thought, well, this is going to make it harder.
Well, exactly. So just so I'm clear, and Dylan, I know you've got this entire month and this experiment with Cam kind of scheduled down to the letter.
Yes.
Right? Everything has to happen. But if at any point Cam were to say, let's say this morning Cam were to say, I choose blank. And I don't want to keep doing this. He's free to do that, right?
Yeah, I don't have a gun to his head.
Okay.
Absolutely not. But
a lot of other rules.
Right? I do have a lot of rules, yeah. And I want to find him the love of his life. That's my hope, honestly. Like, that's I want this to work out. Like, I have Jem and Chris, who just got engaged, who I set up 2-3 years ago.
Right.
And I feel really proud that I was able to do that for her, and she was able to find somebody, not just like,
it's amazing,
somebody that she's going to spend the rest of her life with.
But Cam, you understand, you don't have to be kind to Dylan and all of the work he's put into this here. If you think you've found the person, you can stop all of this at any time.
Oh, I'm well aware of that, but you know, I out of respect for him, he's done a lot of work, I want to see the process through, because
you better.
He's already reached out and contacted, you know, people for the next round, and
there have been multiple places.
Right, so Dylan, you'd be like, oh man, but I did all this work, and you're already in love.
Yes, no, if you were like, listen, I want you to go on second dates with people you really, really felt a connection with. I don't want you to just take somebody on a second date or give them a rose because you feel, maybe. If there is only a maybe, then just pick one. I want it to be absolutely something that you're like, oh, no, there's a romantic connection. I want to know more about this person.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Is it fair to say, though, Cam, that it's you, even if there was the one right now, that you're still seeing the process through? So it could be us thinking, like, you could be fooling all of us right now and go, oh, I totally know the one, but out of respect for Dylan, I'm going to see the process through. Is there any way we could maybe think that? Or
there could be a way you guys could think that. I am very set to see the process through.
What a guy. And playing the cards the process, there, Dylan. So.
That's good. That's all right.
Okay, well, let's do it here. The six names, well, five. Abby, get out of here. Abby wants nothing to do with any of this anymore. Dylan, the six names were?
Taylor. And then we had Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
We had Paige. We had Jody. And we had Aaron.
Okay. And Abby.
Well, Abby was the one, Abby decided the radio wasn't
for her. She's shy. That's
fine. No problem at all. We love you, Abby. Thank you.
So, Cam, those are your five.
All right. Well,
remember, you're only doing one right now, and at 8 o'clock you release the other name.
Ooh, but for those that are really playing the game, I feel like Megan and I, who like to watch these trashy shows, you see,
yes.
Megan and I are going to read into this selection.
Oh, absolutely.
Because is the person he selects first the one he really likes, or is he saving the best for last? Does he know we're thinking his first selection? Okay, Megan. Pay close attention, Megan. Okay, Cam. The first rose goes to...
The first rose goes to somebody that I felt a great connection with. We had a lot of laughs on the first date. We shared, you know, I felt like a lot about ourselves, and I really got to know this person, and it just so happens Dylan decided to crash that date.
Is that Jody?
That is Paige.
Do you know what I did instinctively? I already put her as rose number one
you
on my project.
So.
Megan thought that.
Okay.
Woo!
So So Paige is the first one in.
That's you guys looked great together.
You did. It was so fun.
Thank you.
Paige was the casino date. Paige was the one who's like a behavior analyst.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fooling her, Cam. She reads body language for a living.
Yeah, I even showed her my emo pics.
And?
Because I wanted to see if she could tell me what was wrong with me.
Is she concerned for you?
She is.
All right. So Cam has selected Paige, the first of two.
Oh, that's awesome.
From the first round. So what, an hour from now, we'll talk to Cam again?
Yeah, I got to call Paige or text Paige and let her know.
Oh, she'll be.
Because Cam can't.
It just feels weird to be like, hey, you were selected. For love.
She's moving on.
It's got a real arranged wedding feel to it so far. I don't know.
A little bit.
It's good.
Thank you, Cam.
Oh, yes, Tom.
Thanks, guys. Right. Appreciate it.
Okay, we'll talk to you next hour.
All right, chat later.
See ya. Does Cam know who number two is, or is he going to appreciate this extra hour tomorrow?
I don't know.
Over?
The last I talked to him, there were three that he was, and he wasn't 100% sure.
Okay.
So.
Or was he saying he's playing the game like the rest of us?
Right, wow. I guess so.
Paige is in. It's round number two.
Awesome news.
And the dates will resume for round two next week, right? So you can still enter at kiss917.com. Okay.
Yes. Sorry.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Family Feud. It occupies too much of my brain for my own good.
You love it.
I love Family Feud.
It's fun to watch.
I love it. Oh, we would be awesome on Family Feud.
I think so. I agree.
It would be fun.
You guys should apply.
We can make a dream come true.
Right, the Pepper and Dylan family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When are they doing? We're going to find out more about the Family Feud here, but this is Paige. Hi, Paige.
Hello.
So, Paige was one of the six dates with Cam in round number one.
Mm-hmm.
Round number one has come to a close, and Cam is now this morning selecting the two finalists. He's already selected Paige as a finalist, and in about, 45 minutes or so, he'll select the second finalist. Then Cam has to go away for work for the rest of the week. Then, and at which point, Dylan will be busy scurrying and arranging six more dates with six new people interested in finding love.
Yes.
He will go through six more dates. He will select two. Then we will have the final four. They will all go on the same date. Not at the same time, though.
Nope.
And then he will select his true love.
The thing is, it's going perfectly. This whole thing has
all
been
all according
perfect.
To your rigid schedule and plan, is it?
Absolutely, okay. Except for the fact that he decided to give the rose to Paige, and we didn't ask if she actually wanted it.
Right. We kind of glazed over that. So Paige was the casino date. Paige was the one that Dylan and Megan crashed on Saturday to watch them and hang out with them and... but then they went to dinner afterwards. Then Paige said, I've got to go. I've got a plan. I've made plans with a friend. So at 10 o'clock, she said, see you later. And but when we talked to you yesterday, you said you had a lovely time. You really enjoyed it. So, Paige, it's up to you now. Cam has said, here's a rose. I'd like you to come into the final four. So, Paige?
I would gladly accept the rose.
Oh, we're making love happen, baby! Oh, that's awesome.
Bow chicka wow wow.
Did you hear him select you?
You know, I missed it, which is unfortunate, but I'm glad to be here.
And are you, did you have a feeling that he would select you?
Oh, you know, I had a good read, but you never know, so I'm glad to have it verified.
Okay, like stop everything. Stop everything.
Yeah.
Okay, stop everything.
Why? What are you stopping?
I'm sorry. I don't want to do this to you. I know how much work you've put into this.
Why?
And I don't know if I'm wrong here, okay?
Okay.
See, because Paige is a behavior analyst.
Yes.
Right? Is that the right word? Analyst? Ah. Analysis-assist, right? Paige, that's your job, right?
Correct.
So you can read other people. You can look at their behaviors, their tics, their fidgeting, their body language, their inflection, their tone, and you can kind of get a good idea on who they are. You're a good judge of character, so to speak, correct?
Perhaps.
Well, I fancy myself a pretty good judge of character right now.
Okay, all right.
And I hear, and I don't know anybody else, if you're listening to this, right? Did you pick up on the fact that it sounded like, when I said, Paige, did you expect this?
Right.
All right, I'm sorry to bring this to a screeching halt.
You did, and I don't know what you're doing.
I'm going to call it the way I'm going to call it, okay?
Robbie, do you know what he's doing? I have no idea.
She said, did you accept, well, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe. The way she delivered it sounds like, oh, I think she knew.
How did she know?
I think she's pretending that she didn't know, but I think she knew. And I'm not saying Cam is that they're working some sort of angle in the background.
They don't even have each other's number.
I'm just thinking that this might be a pretty positive relationship.
Well, yeah, that's why he gave her the rose.
I'm suspicious about it.
Why would you be suspicious?
I don't know. I think she knew she was. I think she was confident she was going to get picked. There's a spark much bigger than she's downplaying it right now. She's doing the, well, we'll see what happens. When I think we won't see what happens, I think we're going to know what happens. I'm calling it.
Okay.
I'm calling it.
You think?
Right now.
Okay.
Doing it.
Paige and Cam. What do you want us to write
Even
down?
Even though I like Aaron better. I'm just going to say that right now. But I like Aaron, but I'm going to tell you, I think the two of them together seem like it's a thing.
They look good together. Megan and I got to see them together. They are a very beautiful couple.
I blame them for losing my money. I was so distracted.
The way she said, oh, I don't know, it sounds like, yo, I totally know.
Wouldn't that just be a cute way to answer?
That's the vibe I got.
Okay. Paige, I mean, thank you for accepting the rose, and you're fine to sit on the sidelines while you go. Goes out on six other days.
She knows this thing's going to end with her. I already know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. You want that bypass?
See how cool she is with all of this. Yeah, okay. Of course. Let him date anybody he wants. I don't care. I know how this thing's going to end. She knows it, Dylan.
Okay.
Together forever, him and Paige.
It's very possible.
And collected.
And the only thing I'm basing it on is how she said, well, I don't know. That's the only thing I'm basing it on.
Well, as someone who is there and got to see their body language firsthand, there was interest.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised by this, I'll tell you that.
So, Paige, you can take a breather and wait for a handful of days, although I'm sure they're probably messaging in the background. She's probably going with them to New York.
How on earth would they message each other?
I know it.
Okay. Are you going to New York today, Paige?
I wish I was, but sadly I am not.
No. Okay. Yeah. Not really what you thought. Thank you, Paige.
So, Paige, you go. You just hang out. Dylan, you'll contact her when round the finals start and all of that. Okay. So, congratulations. It just feels weird saying that. It's just like, way to go.
We're happy that you made it.
You're in round two. Thank you very much. Or you're into the final round, I should say. Thank you very much, Paige.
Thank you.
Okay, love you. Enjoy your day.
There you go. Okay, there you go. All right, we have our first rose accepted.
Okay,
that's amazing.
That's good. So, Paige, there you go. Just sit Paige right over there.
Yep.
She's made it to the finals.
You got it.
We've got one more person today Cam is going to issue a rose to. We'll get her permission.
Yes.
And her acceptance.
Yes.
And then that'll be two.
You got it.
Move on to round two. Brand new applications, brand new everybody. You're already starting to arrange some of those dates this week, and those dates will start next week. We'll do it all over again. Then we'll have the final four, and they all go on the same kind of date.
You got it.
So that there's no, you know, well, that one was fun, that one wasn't.
Right.
The date will say nothing and will have no influence over the decision. And then he decides at the end of the month.
Yeah, and we hope, fingers crossed, that this will be his forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal.
Got a sense that it already is. But kiss917.com. Okay. Go ahead and enter Dylan's checking out all of these and arranging dates for next week. All right?
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast!
I don't know what's more impressive, that we have officially, without any sort of effort, become the official sunrise radio station in the city, where as soon as a nice sunrise comes, we're the go-to place to report a nice sunrise, or that so many people are saying this might be the best one. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
You're giving it a 12 out of 10 right now?
It's so beautiful. It looks like a fire in the sky.
That's high praise. High praise.
High praise. Yeah. Literally.
We've got a number one sunrise of all time. Of all time? Of all the sunrises you've ever seen, this morning's is the best?
We've had so many texts.
Just this random Tuesday, March 12th sunrise. It's the best you've had. Courtney, the best ever.
Boys, is it good?
Yeah.
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 Okay, you walking on a beach in Jamaica.
Yeah.
On vacation. Beautiful day. You're up at sunrise. The sun's coming up over the ocean. Oh. Today's sunrise is better than that, Courtney?
Yes.
No, get out of here, guys. All right, see you, Courtney.
We're watching
you.
Say bye.
Wow. We're watching the sunrise. Whoa. It might be good.
You know, it's just, you start giving away these 10 out of 10 so early.
I think it went away, though.
Well, Dylan's out there to check. He saw so many messages. He's outside right now. He said, I got to see this in person.
Okay. Yeah, listen, we watch sunrises more than anyone else
we
in
do.
This city.
Yep.
So I will say it's nice. Like, it's a pretty good sunrise, and I don't want to take away from anyone that's saying 12 out of 10 or best sunrise my eyes ever did see.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, we have had some incredible ones out here. There was two memorable ones, one by the dumpster that is one of the most stunning moments of my life.
I remember that.
And one when we took the morning off to go to Robbie's house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good day.
Both of those are far and beyond this is. Like, this is nice, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's I'm coming inside.
Okay. This isn't motivating you to leave to go to Robbie's place on his top level today. Balcony to get even closer.
It's no, not at all. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to take that away. It's nice, guys. Don't get me wrong.
I think the best is over, though.
Yeah, I was out here for the best, and the best was good.
Right.
But it wasn't like we can post some of the pictures from the times that we've been part of.
Yeah.
And they were incredible.
Okay. Yes.
We'll be watching all year. Don't worry.
Okay. Yep. We've always got our eye on the sunrise. All right. Oh, hi, Dylan.
Hi.
Thanks for coming back in for the sunrise report.
Listen,
So okay only is what you're saying.
No, it's good.
Okay.
It is a great sunrise, but there have been times like, and remember, if you're just waking up and saying this is a good sunrise, we appreciate it. We love when you do this. It's candy, cotton candy pink, yes. But we've been watching them for years.
Mm-hmm.
We're always up at this time. We're always watching. And for whatever reason, I'm in love with a sunrise.
Right.
So anytime it remotely looks good, I leave work.
That's my argument is we can't ever give away a 10 out of 10 because all that's doing is predicting that there'll never be a better sunrise. And you can't do that. There's always going to be one. I can guarantee you the sunrise the day after you die, that's going to be the best one.
I hope not.
Right? Because you'll never see it. We'll only know the ones we see.
That's true. But we've seen better.
Bachelor Cam will make selection number 2 in the quote-unquote rose ceremony coming up.
Yeah.
All right. He's already selected Paige. He'll select one more from this first round, and then we'll get ready, and Dylan will start preparing for round number 2 and 6 more dates with 6 new people. Yes, Dylan.
You know what's awkward?
Because
Cam doesn't have their numbers.
Okay.
And he's going to pick, like, number 2.
Right.
And then mathematically there are 4 left.
Mm-hmm.
I have to break up with them all.
Oh, no.
Wait, like, not break up, but I have to be the one
tell
to text
them that they weren't selected.
Like, hey, listen, thank you. Cam had a great time. Because he did. You weren't the one. I don't even know what to say.
Well, I don't mean to talk more about Love is Blind. Reunion show tomorrow, Megan.
Oh, my God. And there's more tea on TikTok that I have to tell you about.
Oh, I'm excited. Get onto our group chat, Megan, ASAP.
Oh,
we have a group chat. My fiance, Megan, myself, and my daughter, where we just talk about Love is Blind. But when you watch Love is Blind, Dylan, just because, see, we've got to be very careful because these girls, now that they've been cut loose, so to speak,
okay,
they can reach out to him on Instagram.
He doesn't have Instagram.
They can find him.
I don't know how.
They might be able to track him down.
He's very hard to find.
But that might be Cam's first red flag in my eye.
That he doesn't have Instagram?
Doesn't have any social media.
See? It's what happens after the show, Dylan.
After
the dates. That's when it gets the most sticky. And we've got to follow along after all of this.
But what do you mean? If someone that
he selects somebody else, but he kind of likes somebody else as well, and then they make contact with him, you know, after they're home from the pods, let's say.
Okay.
Could pull a certain Sarah Ann.
You're right, and start messaging him, and he's a little curious about what maybe could have been. Did he make the right choice? Then they go out at 5 a.m. and hang out in a parking lot, and he drives her home. I'm just hypothetically, Dylan, I'm saying. It could be a real problem.
Gotta
watch it. Just because they weren't selected now doesn't mean they might get selected later. Reunion show tomorrow.
And here's someone saying having no social media is a green flag.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what, and therefore, it's just that I like to see that they actually have friends.
Online.
You know, just make sure that, you know.
Green flag, red flag. We're looking for Cam's checkered flag.
There we are.
The finish line.
And he'll make another selection at about 8:30 this morning, but we got to do this right now. Natty is back. Natty had her song win in the morning foreplay earlier this hour, but she's back because she just slid in. Like, hey, I was on Family Feud Canada, and it's on TV tonight.
Yeah, Family Feud, I mean,
the best.
We all know it, right? We grew up with it. We love it. I don't know if I've never watched the Canadian version.
With Jerry D, right?
Jerry D is the host of the
Jerry
Canadian
D.
version.
You can't do better than Steve Harvey.
No.
Steve Harvey.
Can't be done.
But Jerry D's a good for Canada.
So tonight, is it the final tonight, Nadia?
So I'm not allowed to say.
Okay.
But it is our second game. So yesterday we did win against another family from Edmonton. So today will be our second game that we are playing.
So this was all filmed how long ago?
It was filmed Thanksgiving weekend, so in October.
Okay, and you can't say the results of tonight's episode until they happen.
That is correct.
And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care about the results. I care about the experience.
Sure.
Yeah.
So how did you get on it? I didn't even know they were here and they were looking for applicants. Was it easy or?
So I'm not going to lie to you. It was all my brother. So last year he just called the whole family up out of the blue and was like, hey, I just want to let you guys know, like, I put in our names for Family Feud Canada. And we all just kind of looked at him and were like, really? Is this a joke? And he was like, no, like, I put our names in. Like, this is how it's going to go. So we were all like, okay, yeah, whatever. Pipe dream. No big deal. And then we got a call back for an audition. And then after the audition, which was all done over Zoom, you kind of play another family. And then after that audition, we didn't hear anything for like 3 months. And then all of a sudden, they called us back and like, okay, yeah, we're going to call you guys back in for your second and final audition. So we got called back in for that. And then
process. Jesus.
It was a process. And then we didn't hear again from them until September when my husband and I were on our honeymoon in Italy. And my brother called and was like, oh, my God, we made the Family Feud. And I was like, okay. So then they flew us out to Toronto. They paid for absolutely everything. We went there and we filmed the episode that we were participating in. And it was wild. Like, it's a long day.
Yes, Dylan, and they paid for the meals, right?
They paid
for the
meals.
Yes, okay, there you go.
Yeah, they paid for the meals. They paid for the hotel.
Did you have anything you wanted? Or did they stick to a certain menu?
No, like, I'm not going to lie to you. When we were sitting in there, it was like a really sad little room with like these fake walls. Uh-huh. And you just have like some like plastic chairs and mm-hmm. some water. And uh-huh. they give you lunch. Like, it was okay, but it wasn't like my favorite. I was expecting a bit more.
Don't ruin the dream. You're ruining the dream here.
Sorry, I don't mean to ruin the dream.
So it airs tonight. And you were on last night and you guys won last night.
That is correct.
So can I ask? I didn't see it. What channel? When do we see it? How do we see it? Where is it?
So it's on CBC. And it's at 7:30 tonight. Okay. Obviously, it airs 7:30 everywhere around Canada. So people in Ontario will see it before us. But 7:30 on CBC, and we are playing our second game tonight.
So last night, when you won on the episode last night, were you one of the, like, when you go to the final part there, was it you and somebody, or were you just standing off to the side?
It was myself and my mom.
Oh, you did the final feud!
I did the final feud!
Wow! Did you go first on the final feud or second on the final feud?
You're not allowed to say, are you?
No, she did last night.
Yesterday, last night, I went second on the Fast Money.
The pressure was on!
Yeah, the pressure was on. I didn't do my best. It's okay, it's fine. But yeah, I did the best I could. It's like very nerve-wracking and all like the spotlights are on you.
Dylan, we've got to apply to Family Feud. We're all one family, right?
Yeah.
Next time they...
Honestly.
Okay, put in a good word for us, would you?
Honestly, if you guys actually want to apply, let me know, because my brother can definitely coach you through it, because I'm not going to lie. He did the whole entire thing, and we were all like, yeah, this is not going to happen, and he made it come true. It was all him. So, he had, like, a part-time job doing all the social media and everything.
Which one of you, because there's five, right? Five family members?
Yes.
Yeah. Which one of you was the dead weight? Be honest. Who was the dead weight?
Was it you?
I was not the dead weight.
You know, the person that always guesses the dumbest thing possible? Yeah.
Poor cute.
There was a couple times where it was my brother. Like, I love him so much.
Yep,
but
he's a dead weight. Every family's got one. Like in my
him
family.
And my husband, maybe. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to watch it tonight. I love it.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Thank you, Nadia.
Awesome.
Okay, have a great
You're very
morning.
Welcome. Right. You have a good day, guys.
Yeehaw, right on, guys.
Yeehaw!
Right on. She's on Family Feud tonight.
That's neat.
It's very cool.
We would do awesome on Family Feud, right?
I think so.
Or at least it would be amusing.
It'd be fun.
We'd be great at it.
Yeah, well, I think 18 years we've known each other.
Keep your eye on it, Robbie. See if there's any applications
coming.
We've got to do it next time it comes to Edmonton. Okay.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Okay, we've got a lot of problems going on here on the radio show. Thank you for tuning in here. Hope you're having a nice morning. It was a beautiful sunrise this morning.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous weather this week. could hit, what the heck was the forecast, 16 or 17 degrees next week?
Like Sunday, Monday.
Everything's looking up. Everything's just...
I'm not willing to believe that till it happens.
What, that it's going to be that kind of weather?
Yeah, that's because that's summer.
Well, and we're talking about, is it time to make the official annual Rob Pepper no snow proclamation? Everybody hates when I do this because they think it's a jinx and we'll get one more snow. Dylan's set to make this even more interesting than ever before.
Listen, I have the punishment of all punishments this year.
Yeah.
Go ahead and open your mouth, because I'm going to make you so you never open your mouth again.
Past punishments have included getting attacked by a police dog, being dunked into freezing water in a dunk tank, being rolled down Connor's Hill in a carpet like a dead body. I don't know. It's been a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost like if it does snow, at least we get to see me punished for jinxing it. However, Robbie wants to get involved with this year.
Yes.
Because he wants it to snow because, you know, he's outdoorsy and he doesn't like fire.
Yeah. We need some moisture.
So he's like, we need more moisture, right? So
nothing makes Robbie more mad than smoke.
So
it ruins our summers. It's robbing us of summer.
Which is odd because you love smoke so much.
With the punishment you have in mind, Dylan, somehow you're going to win. Somebody's going to be doing a punishment because somebody's going to be doing to be wrong.
I can promise you this. One of you will be wrong,
right?
But all of us will win.
So I'm doing some focusing. I'm doing some studying. It could happen as soon as... It could happen sometime this week if I'm feeling confident that I'll declare no more snow.
I want that so bad.
I'm not 100% sure, but when you hear it, you'll know. So you get ready on whatever punishment might follow suit, all right?
I have it. I'm ready to go.
We've also got a problem here with this little kickoff situation that just came up out of nowhere. Robbie clearly needs $10. We don't fall for his little tricks anymore, but he said, hey, Megan, I'll bet you $10 I can kick higher than you. That's code for him needing $10 and thinking he can kick higher than Megan.
Yes.
So that she would have to just give him $10. But smart. Lo and behold, Megan, she might be little, but she packs some surprises.
You betcha.
And she is, it's awful close. So we videoed it. It looked pretty close.
But the problem is, and Megan made a point, the way mm-hmm. that we videoed it was wrong.
Okay.
Because we videoed it with them coming towards the camera.
Right.
Robbie just took a bigger step towards the camera.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's right. So it has to be from the side.
Yeah, my
but
bad.
But also, are we not considering, is there not a ratio or a spectrum here? Because Megan is shorter than Robbie.
No.
Yeah.
So a high kick for Megan would not be... Well, it's like somebody that's 7 feet tall can kick higher from me or higher than me just by lifting their foot.
Yeah, but a boxer with like a longer range doesn't.
So it doesn't matter. We're not considering the height situation here at all. It's just how high up the leg can get.
I think so.
Okay, so there's going to be a reshoot on this kickoff. We'll put it on Instagram, and you can decide for $10 because Robbie needs. What do you need $10 for?
Well,
Robbie?
I was going to get a sandwich.
Okay. So we'll do that. But now Cam is ready. His meeting's over. He's going to join us. Okay, let's go.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. We'll find love if we can. For Bachelor Cam.
See, Erica just texted in and says, don't you dare, Pepper. You do not declare winter over. You do not declare no snow.
You jinx it normally.
Look, I do, but there have been years that, you know what? I always get punished when it doesn't happen and that we get another snowfall. I never get celebrated when I'm right.
I don't know if you've ever been right.
I've been right. Oh, I've been right,
Dylan. I don't remember it, though.
I'm thinking about doing it this week. I don't know. Let me think. I'm going to consult some of my weather friends.
Get back to us.
Hi, Cam.
Hey, guys.
How'd your meeting go? Is this sounds pretty good meeting? Did you do a lot of business?
Yeah, I got a lot of business. I was meeting with some people overseas. So,
did you talk about the latest quarter and how the latest quarter is looking and the numbers between quarter two and quarter one?
Obviously, I was just trying to recap Q1. And,
spreadsheets? Were there a lot of spreadsheets?
Forecasting for Q2.
Dylan,
a lot of spreadsheets. I was working my Excel document.
Just once in my life, Dylan, I want to have a meeting where we're not. What if we got an elephant to come into the room?
Like, yes.
You know, I just want a regular meeting one time. I want a regular job meeting.
Real meetings aren't fun. People keep minutes. No, thank you.
Are meetings fun? Do you like the meetings, Cam, that you have?
You know, I enjoy what I do, to be honest. So I never care too much. I never time watch.
Yeah.
So I enjoy it. I find it really interesting. I'm learning a ton with different every meeting I have. So
Cam's got a really good job, and he goes all over the place. He's flying to New York tomorrow. You're flying out tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
All right, for a few days at work. So he's able to take, he's getting away to in the nice, relaxing Manhattan to get away from all these dates that Dylan's been piling on. He's had six dates so far. And earlier this morning, he offered one rose in the rose ceremony. And Paige gladly accepted the rose. So Paige is now into the finals. He now has one more rose from the first six dates. Once he issues this, we, of course, will get the see if it is accepted. And then we move on to round two, which is six more dates with six new people that you can apply for still. Still taking those applications. Are we still getting a bunch of new ones, Dylan?
Yeah, we're up to 205
now. Wow. Okay, so you can still do it at kiss917.com. Dylan will arrange six more dates when Cam returns. So dates will be next week.
Yep.
We'll go through the similar process again. He will select two from there. They will make the finals. Then he will go on a date with each one of the finalists and then select the love of his life from there.
Very easy.
So when we talked to Paige, Cam, and she, you know, accepted the rose, and she's like, yep, I'm happy. I'm good to be in the finals. She, to me, indicated that she's definitely it. Like, she feel like, I don't know. I know you're trying to keep this all even keeled, and Dylan doesn't want you talking to them except on the date or communicating with them in any way or saying anything that might give it away on the date. But she just, she gave the impression to me when I heard how she accepted the rose that, like, it feels like this was quite the connection that you had with her on Saturday.
Wow. I obviously am not privy to how she accepted the rose, obviously. But I'm happy to hear she accepted the rose.
Put it this way, it sounded like she knew the call was coming. She knew the rose, the offering of the rose was happening, and she tried to downplay it. And I found her surprise a little phony.
Oh, like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I found Taylor Swift. Okay, Robin. You always got to squeeze that
when
in.
When she accepts
the
award.
Yes, I just found like she knew it was coming, and she did a bad job of going, oh, really? Yay, I'm so happy.
I can't believe it.
She knew all along it was
might
happening.
Have been a mix of hope that it was coming.
But it's a good reflection of how good the date was. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
See, I didn't get that feel. I got the feel of that she was just excited to be the one.
Yeah.
That's what I got. I don't know. Like, you're not giving any indication on the date, are you, Cam?
I try not to. Like, I've followed the strict, you know, guidelines you've set out, and I have indicated nothing of saying, I guess I'll tune into the radio and hear my thoughts.
There you go. Okay.
And that's what I keep ending the dates on, but obviously if there's a connection, maybe she felt that more and was tipped off that way, but I really don't know.
Well, I mean, and she was right? Like, you gave her a rose.
Yeah, right.
There you go. How on earth you can go 3.5 hours without telling somebody I love you is beyond me.
Not everyone.
Okay, so it is time for rose number two, Cam. Dylan, who is left? Paige got the rose. Abby has bowed out and said she doesn't really feel comfortable doing more of this on the radio, and that's totally fine.
So Jody.
Uh-huh. Race car Jody.
Yeah, Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron was your favorite.
Daddy likes.
Right?
Settle down.
Yep.
There was Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Jessica.
Taylor was the first one. Jody went for the chocolate peanut butter pie, right? Race car Jody?
Yep, you got it.
Taylor was the first one. Erica.
She taught music.
Sorry, did you say Erica? No, Aaron.
Aaron taught music.
Right.
And Jessica was the early morning Saturday date.
Right. Okay, so there we go. So,
yeah.
Cam, the decision is yours.
Cam, is this is, remember now. Listen, you pick, and then all the other ones go away.
I'm well aware of that. It's honestly, it kept me up at night.
That's the thing, right? Like, if he doesn't know how to contact them.
No, and I feel like there's no wrong choice here. But then there's also, like, I'm evaluating going, I have to say goodbye to, like, four other amazing women.
Abby said goodbye to you. Right?
Okay. Sorry, guys. I was trying to play that one up. Yeah, she said, see you later, Cam.
Okay. So, rose number two, Cam, you are offering it to?
Well, rose number two, when I went on the date with this person, I felt like they were unapologetically themselves, which I really like. I like somebody that is authentic. I like somebody that is true, and it was, we really connected over a lot of different things, one being travel specifically. So,
do you think, Cam, the same can be said about you? Were you unapologetically yourself on all of these dates? Hard to do.
Weirdly enough, I'm always unapologetically myself, even on those conference calls.
Okay.
Yeah. It's burn the bear, it's sometimes seen as a good thing, sometimes seen as a bad thing. But
yeah, okay.
So I really like that in a woman. So if they would accept this rose, I would like to offer the second rose to Jessica.
Wow!
I knew it.
How did you know it?
I am so in tune. You guys can never tell me I'm wrong ever again.
So you knew going into this that it was going to be both Jessica and Paige?
Yeah.
Really?
Didn't you see me prep these videos?
Yeah, Megan had it.
Megan has the videos ready.
Textbook says, how can I nominate someone for Cam? Well, make sure they're cool with it, but go to kiss917.com because we're and right there. It's Bachelor Cam on the old internet thing. Mm-hmm. And right there, you just click on it, fill it out, because Dylan is now finding six more dates for round number two. So Jessica and Paige are the finalists. Well, we have to check with Jessica, see if she's cool about it.
Yes.
Somebody also asked Dylan, what if the next six you get are all a bunch of duds?
Mm-hmm.
Can he go back to the other ones?
Oh, no, you can't. You can't go back then.
So they're done.
They're over.
You have to message them that they're...
I know, that's my
job. You have to say, thanks, but I think you're better as friends with Cam. Is that what you have to do?
Yeah.
Well.
No double dipping.
No, sorry.
None.
And Cam has no way of ever, like, if he, 8 months from now, he wakes up in the middle of the night and goes, no, Aaron!
He won't.
All right, because you're finding love. I forgot.
He won't. And if that does happen, I mean, no.
You keep him handy, just in case.
I've got the numbers.
Cam, travel safe. Enjoy your haircut today. We say goodbye to long hair Cam later today. He'll be short hair Cam for round two of the dates. And
yeah, I was gonna say, I'm letting the guard just go for it.
Travel safe to New York City, okay?
I appreciate that, guys. Okay. Thank you.
We'll go to Washington Square Park. That's where my ashes are gonna be.
Okay. You're gonna put your ashes in the park?
Washington Square Park, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I think you can just put ashes in a park.
No, we will. We'll do it for you.
Yeah.
I'll help you.
All right.
Yeah.
I want you to dedicate a bench.
Oh, we will.
Yeah. You can put little plaques, you know, on the bench.
I'll bring a plaque and a screwdriver.
That's what you have to okay, forget it.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Dylan has everything like timed out to the minute for the entire month of March.
You gotta call it 9 o'clock. We gotta hurry.
Jessica has a work call in 4 minutes. So it's okay. This will be quick now. Okay. Don't worry. Jessica, you can just hang up on us when you need to go, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I don't know. Did you hear the last segment? Probably not. You're at work, right?
Nope. Me and my coworkers actually were around my desk listening.
Okay.
So you heard that.
And Megan is very excited because she predicted that you would be one of the finalists from the first round. So
Thanks, Megan.
But we don't know if you are yet because you see, she's got to accept the rose.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So Cam has offered Paige a rose from the first round to go into the finals.
Mm-hmm.
She accepted, and now Cam is offering you a rose from the first round. Jessica.
I'll gladly accept.
Yay! Now, you're not saying that because you just got to get off the phone for a meeting, right?
No.
Okay. All right. Did you know this was coming? You had a good feeling about it?
Well, like, I've been on dates, and I'm like, yeah, it's a yay or nay. Like, I know right away. And mm-hmm. We had, like, such good, like, banter and, like, such a good conversation. So I kind of had a good feeling that I would go into the next phase.
Okay. All right. Well, you are on the next phase, and we've been discussing what that date should be, because in the finals, so he selected two, Paige and Jessica, and now he'll select two from the next round that Dylan is setting up.
Yes.
And then they all do a date that is, like, the same. So that I had fun on that date. The date has no bearing on what the results are of the connection.
No.
All right? Mm-hmm. And we've got a few ideas on what the date should be. When I told you one of my ideas, Dylan went, that's the one.
I liked it.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
I liked it. I heard another idea yesterday as well. And one of the two, both of them would be brilliant.
Right.
I can't wait to have four of the exact same dates and just let personality shine.
But that's not for a couple weeks now. So, Jessica, just go do your meeting. Have a great day. Thank you very much.
Try not to fall in love in between.
Yes. Yeah. Don't find anybody else. You'll screw everything up, okay?
That's a risk.
All right. See you later, Jessica. So, Jessica has accepted the rose. So now her and Paige are just sitting there.
Yeah.
You find six more dates.
Yes. Well, now I've let everybody know, and I've got some great responses.
You've let the ones that weren't selected know?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Aaron said, I wish him the best. Thanks for doing all this, and gave a heart to the message.
Sorry, Aaron. I was really pulling for Aaron.
Jody says, oh, my God, I had a wonderful time. Honestly, this took me outside of my comfort zone, which is great. If you guys ever need a new bachelorette, let me know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Cam spoke very highly of Jody. She would be someone of interest for us.
Well, that's the other thing is we're getting a lot of people that are like, hey, what about me next time?
Right.
I want to find love.
Yeah, we have lots of that.
Right.
I'll do this again. I like
you'll need a break
this.
For a bit though.
Yeah,
right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Time off. You'll need a full vacation before.
Yes, please.
Okay, so he goes to New York for his work trip for Wednesday. What, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? He's back on the weekend, and then so the dates start again next week. So you're going to use the next few days to line them all up. I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm going to. Okay. You can still apply if you're just listening to this and go like, oh, I know someone that would be perfect for that guy.
Okay.
Kiss917.com. You can fill out the application. You can fill it out yourself. But I go through every one of them. I update it like 3 or 4 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And just to make sure I don't miss out on anybody. And I'm actively calling. Like just last night after my nap, I phoned somebody and just to double check if they would be a good match. And now that I know Cam a little bit better and what Cam likes and him and I are becoming better friends, like we're talking on a daily basis, I think this next round could be even more more successful.
Does that give round two in a bit of an advantage?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And maybe could. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
So you've let everybody down and they're okay?
I haven't heard back
Nobody
from...
Nobody was like, screw that guy!
Yeah,
aww.
I haven't. Taylor, I just haven't heard back from her. She's at
work. Every dating show needs a crazy, Dylan. Can you find a crazy in this next batch?
I'll try my best.
Everybody wants the crazy, right?
Yes. This next round, I'll tell you right now, there is an interesting story that comes with it.
Oh, I love this one too, yeah.
So we have one interesting date that is just like, you're gonna go, what? How is this a thing? And it might be a sign.
So Paige and Jessica have been selected for the final date off, the final four, and so now two more to be selected. We'll spend the next few, well, Dylan will spend the next few days off the air selecting and setting up those 6 dates, and Cam will start dating again. We'll do this process similarly all over again, and then we'll find out what the finals are. Okay.
You got it.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Robbie said he had to invest a lot of his day thinking and reflecting on if he is actually a serial killer or not.
Yeah.
What? No, it makes sense when he explains it. Go ahead, explain it, Robbie.
So I was driving, and I had an officer just following me.
Mm-hmm.
And you always get paranoid when an officer is following you, even if you think you've done nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was just like, what if I did do something wrong?
Oh, and every time. And every time.
And I have like some sort of an issue where I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
And then I get pulled over, and I'm just all of a sudden exposed as the serial killer, and
it
I don't remember.
It can happen, Dylan.
Where?
Top five. Here we go. There we go.
It's time to make a list. No, it won't flop. Making lists is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
I actually thought maybe I have been killing people in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And they're following me.
No, I get it.
And they finally caught me. But then I'm like, but there'd be evidence.
You would know. You're not that good of a killer.
There'd be blood stains and things. So I don't think I am.
No, you're not, Robbie.
But I thought I was so paranoid. That just happens. Your mind spirals out of control.
Never once have I been followed by a cop and I thought I might be a killer.
Man.
Or have I been framed?
Well, it's
that's
like
my biggest fear.
Oh,
being framed
too.
For a crime I did not commit.
That's another issue.
Because I'm gullible enough to fall into it.
Top 5 places where you question if you're actually law-abiding. Every time.
Okay.
I don't know if I have 5. Go with it.
Start. Oh, yeah. Well, I've got one.
City Hall paying a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
You go to pay a speeding ticket. You're in the lion's den, Dylan.
I've never been.
You go in there and you're like, oh, they're going to run my name. What if something comes up? What if something comes up?
Like a warrant is out for your arrest?
The courts are right around the corner, Dylan.
Yeah, good call.
Whenever a cop is following you or driving next to a cop.
Always.
Every time you think you're a criminal.
No matter what it is.
You think you know, but you don't remember everything you do in a day. You could have robbed a bank.
You would remember a crime.
Here's the biggest one. Crossing the border.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Customs?
Without a doubt.
Every time I'm going through customs, I can't remember if I have cocaine stuffed up my backside. I think I don't, but what if somebody put it there and I didn't know?
Exactly.
Every time.
In your backside?
Every time. I feel like, uh-oh, am I smuggling drugs that I forgot about it? Did somebody put drugs in my suitcase?
That's what I think.
So you walk up there and they're very intimidating. Right there, Dylan, they have the right to destroy your entire vacation.
Well, yes.
Right, you're checking into a country or you're trying to get home.
Could pull a Bridget Jones.
You do get nervous and say the wrong thing.
All the time.
What are you here for? I don't even
shaking.
Know.
Oh, my God. Do I have more than the limit of tobacco and alcohol? I don't even buy that stuff, but I think it might be. Oh, no. What do I do? Definitely. Customs, yeah. I feel like a criminal every time. Yeah, and there might be something I forgot. Wanted man.
Okay.
Any other places?
Well, whenever, anytime I'm walking through a store that isn't a grocery store, like, you know, like somewhere browsing, I feel like something might have accidentally fallen in my pockets.
The accidental shoplift.
I don't mean to.
Robbie, when is the last time you were in therapy?
What about when you leave a store and they forgot to take the thing off and it beeps?
Yes.
You're like, oh, damn it. Did I stuff other stuff into my bag?
Yes.
Anytime you hear the beeping thing.
Yep, the beeping thing.
I have a very hyper-specific one.
Okay.
Which is any time that you're out at, like, the bars or you're on White Ave, and they just are standing there right at the door when you walk out because they're making sure no one's driving home.
The police.
But when you walk out and you just see them, you're like, you're here for me. Oh, no.
Yep, they finally found you.
They found
me.
Exactly.
They found you.
It's happened.
Yep.
What did I do in the last 20 minutes? I don't remember. They know.
Exactly.
None of this happens to you, Dylan?
Honestly, no.
You're driving home
today. The passport one does.
Okay.
No, if I'm driving home today, I know immediately what it is. I've sped. I've cut somebody off. I've ran a light too close to it being orange. I don't think it's because I killed someone while I was sleeping.
No, but they'll pull you over for the traffic infraction.
And then find out?
And then they'll realize.
I think we've been looking for you.
That you've been wanted for a long time. It's that thing you did that
you didn't remember because you do it at night.
I totally
you sleepwalk. You kill at night.
917-917. Does anybody else have that?
Well, my mom's best friend, someone stole her identity. And so she went to go get like a background check. And they were like, actually, there's a warrant out. She's like, excuse me?
See, you don't know.
Had to go through a whole thing.
You don't know.
You never know.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Somebody could be out there right now killing people and just before they leave go, my name is Dylan.
I don't think they're going to.
You're suspect number one and you have no idea until you're driving home and you forget to signal. Boom. Right?
I don't think so.
Think about the drama in your life. Think about that. You call us tomorrow, guys, I can't come in. How come? I'm in jail. Why? Ah, apparently I murdered somebody. It's a case of mistaken identity.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, It'd make me question everything. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, it's just paranoia.
It's weird paranoia, though.
It's a common one.
There's some weird scenarios that you guys are
wishing. We're getting a lot of people that feel that right now.
A few.
Somebody feel. The worst is when you're driving and a cop is behind you.
My mind just spirals.
Your entire life and look for criminal behavior.
I think this is because you used to drink a lot. I think it's because you smoke pot. I think it's because you smoke pot. I think that's the problem here, guys.
But you used to. You quit. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank
good
you.
For you. How long has it been?
Two and a half years, something like
magnificent.
That.
Magnificent. Good job.
Yeah, but I would never drive after smoking pot, ever.
Well,
No.
That's not a thing.
That's not what I'm... I was completely sober.
Yeah, I refuse.
And there's a cop following me, and my mind just spirals. Like, what did I do? Maybe it was something from when I was 17.
It's
and they
that
have
statute
me...
of limitations, right? We're worried about that not applying to something we did when we weren't paying attention.
I wasn't
You
that...
could kill somebody and not be paying attention
That's
to
not
it.
True.
Or you're looking at Instagram. You can't tell what
the
else you're doing
that
at the time.
Cats.
Tell me the number of times something's happened and you've been too busy looking at your phone, right?
Like, oh, that
it
was
can
a speed
happen,
bump.
Though.
No, it was a child.
That's right.
You just never know.
You're
in the minority here, Dylan. People get paranoid, even though they think they're law-abiding. Thank you, everyone.
Huh.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.